Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, you're on BFM Breakfast. This is exciting. I was lucky enough to sit down for a kōrero with Daria Yildirim, who you may know is playing alongside group Shimshek with support from Wi-Fi this Sunday, the 15th of March, at Double Whammy as part of Strange Universe Autumn Edition, which is the combined efforts of Strange News Touring and Banished Music. You can get tickets for all of the Strange Universe Autumn shows via Banished Music, including Taisagal, which is happening tonight. But Daria Yildirim is a fascinating, fascinating artist. One of the latest signings to Big Crown Records, and a really beautiful blend of Anatolian folk, psychedelia, pop, soul, funk, all sorts of yummy stuff in there. And their latest album came out last year. It's called Yaran Yoksa. And it was produced by Leon Michaels, who you'll know as L. Michaels Affair. Yeah, really, really beautiful. And I'm really excited for the show. I'm also really excited to see Wi-Fi play again. Yeah, really cool stuff. But we're going to listen to that kōrero now. I'm joined by Daria Yildirim, who is performing as part of Strange Universe. You were just saying off air it's your first time coming to New Zealand. It must be the furthest you've probably travelled for music, right?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Yeah, are you feeling excited?
Yeah, very, because we've been thinking a lot to come to Australia and New Zealand, and it's nice that things can happen, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful how this music can travel around the world. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, it must feel really interesting for you because obviously your music, you know, it spans a lot of genre, and so it's sort of difficult to box into one sound, but it definitely takes a lot of influences from Anatolian folk music and sort of like Turkish psychedelia. So it must be interesting to bring that sound, which is quite foreign to places like here or other places that you've toured, and see how audiences react to it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not so, I can see... always a common thing with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Our shows are very emotional because, I guess, because of the magic of the sound from my instrument. And I have the feeling when I sing, I'm just opening up my own heart and invite everyone to a space where emotions can be normal and can exist, including sad and happy feelings. And I guess it will be really nice as well in Auckland.
Is it scary at all, you know, being so vulnerable on stage and opening up that emotional space in foreign places where people might not necessarily have the same connection to the cultural place that it comes from for you?
No, not definitely not. It's actually the only place where I feel completely free. And where I feel freedom, and
wow.
I feel really good. I'm addicted to this feeling, that's why I'm playing music as well.
That's so beautiful. I feel like in your sound, crossing a lot of genres, there's also a lot of older elements and traditions that you sort of honour, but there's new stuff as well, and there's sounds from all over. I'm curious as to how you sort of, when you're exploring genre and different sonic elements, do you feel like you're sort of balancing the old and the new?
I see my music more as a result of my identity. So when I make music, it's not making something new from old stuff. It's more like how I find myself in the old melodies. My family is really musical and very big music enthusiasts. Everyone is doing that more as hobby. Today, but definitely it was one of the first interactions I had with music. It was my brothers and my father, actually.
The most recent album, which came out last year, Yaren Yoksa, produced by Leon Michaels, who people will know as L. Michaels of Fear. I'm curious as to how that collaboration came about and how you found that process of working with him.
Yeah, life is full of surprises, I feel. Meeting Leon Michaels also shows me that it was meant to be somehow, because the work relation and beyond that is just so natural and so organic. I think it was the most exciting and the best collaboration I've had so far in my music career. I think we have the same vision of music aesthetics, maybe. The taste in music. I think I get really excited to see how other people who are not growing up with this music, how they can actually still shape it and produce it without destroying the roots where it comes from, the music, you know?
It's so cool, because I feel like when I first learned that he would be producing the album, you know, listening to your older stuff and then listening to a lot of his projects, I wasn't really sure how it was going to sound. But now that, you know, when you listen to the album now, it's like, oh, this actually makes quite a lot of sense. It sounds like it was quite a natural collaboration and you both brought different things to the table, but it sort of worked around each other really nicely.
Definitely. For me, yeah, when this project just happened, it was very clear for me that it can work, and it's a really, really nice match. I already knew that from the music, because I always thought the music we do with Group Shimshek is always also leaning towards soul music without being exactly that, but it's definitely not rock music. And it's a little bit too modern to just only be folk music. So it's something, you know, that could definitely exist in the Big Crown family. I'm so happy about it.
I want to talk about the band, Group Shimshek. It's your third album with them now, and you've been playing together for quite a long time. It must feel very at home together when you're on stage and when you're in the studio.
Yeah, we can look back to a whole history we made with this band. It's cool. I mean, the original, we are only two people in the band now from the original crew. It's definitely different than before.
Right.
But it really, I don't know, it's just every time we play on stage together, it proves me that this music can still survive somehow. And there's people coming to our shows and are interested in our new album and also in the old albums, and they also want to have the vinyls from all our other individual projects, and we have so many nice fans. Oh my god, it's just like, right, yeah, it feels almost like talking to friends, you know, when you have really old fans. Just feels really nice.
And it must feel so special to be playing in places that you've never been before and singing songs in a language that most of the crowd don't even understand. And still, yeah, there's so much of the music that people can identify with and relate to.
In the beginning, I was explaining a lot about the songs, and I always had the feeling like, oh, maybe I should have told more about this song. And do you think people understood what I was singing? And now I get really, now I'm more confident. Now I kind of know what this music means when it and the relation with language, that actually the language is not a barrier for understanding this music and enjoying. But here and there I just give some like glimpse of the meaning, or make people a bit more, like bringing them more into some meanings and into some cultural aspects.
Just want to give a big mihi to Dira Yildirim for sitting down for a kōrero with me. So cool to learn a little bit more about the beautiful music. You can see Dira Yildirim and Grip Shimshik playing at Double Whammy this Sunday, the 15th of March, as part of Strange Universe Autumn Edition with support from Wi-Fi. On that, I think we'll listen to some Wi-Fi.